Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Sadly, solar activity has dropped, according to the Ionospheric Prediction Service government department in Sydney, New South Wales, Australia. There are no spots visible on the Earth-facing side of the sun. This means that ionisation densities are the lowest for several months, and maximum usable frequencies and optimum working frequencies are significantly depressed on long-haul darkness or semi-darkness paths. Frequencies above about 11 MHz will not propagate reliably on darkness or semi-darkness paths over long distances. In the meantime, exceptional propagation here in Melbourne during our pre-sunrise and post-sunrise windows has been quite good. That's on the lower frequencies. This is a summary of selected frequency occupancies researched from here in our pre-sunrise windows between 1830 and 1900, and again 2030 to 2100. This perception is dominated by innumerable transmissions from broadcasts in Chinese People's Republic. First of all, 2030 to 2100. 5945, China, China National Radio Network 1, meaning Chinese, of course. 5950, Korean Broadcasting System, from a relay station in Issoudun, in France, with French programmer. 5960, The Voice of Turkey, in Turkish. 5985, China Radio International, from the Beijing transmitting site, in English. 5995, South Korea, The Voice of Hope, the political broadcasting service, broadcasting in Korean to Asia. And three frequencies for China National Radio Network 1, 6000, 6080, and 6125. 6100, China Radio International, from the Xi'an broadcasting station in China with programs in Arabic. And 6110, Ethiopia, Radio Fana, a political broadcasting station with transmissions in the Oromo language. And 6170, Radio Romania International with English. And 6185, another China Radio International service, this time from the Serik Albania relay station in Arabic. We'll move now to the earlier time period, 1833 to 1900, and this is a summary of what we heard there. 5885, The Voice of America with the DIWA program from Kuwait in Pashto. 6040, another Voice of America frequency, this time from the Sao Tome relay station in English. And 6130, Swaziland, Transworld Radio Africa, from the Manzini transmitting station in local African dialects. 7425, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, with its Arabic language service. And 7465, the BBC, from the Singapore relay station in Pashto. Another frequency for the Voice of America, the DIWA program, is 7540, this time from the Thailand relay station in Pashto. 9490, Radio Cairo in Egypt, with its Italian program to Europe. 9560, China Radio International from the Beijing relay station, or not a relay station, it's a station in China itself, with programs in Russian.
and other two other frequencies for China Radio International from Beijing are 9600 in English and 9670 from Beijing in Portuguese. 9570, an interesting signal from Madagascar. This is World Christian Radio, the broadcasting station linked with KNLS Alaska, programs in Russian to the Far East. 9775, Radio Romania International with its German programs to Europe. And finally, 9965, Marianas Islands, Radio Free Asia from the Ajiv-Nan relay station, morning programs in Chinese. So that was summary of some transmissions noted here in Melbourne recently in our pre-sunrise windows between 1830 and 1900 and 2030 to 2100. So as you probably noticed, we're confining our activities to the lower frequency bands, or bands below about 10 megahertz due to unfavorable propagation on that frequency band. We now have some schedule information, this time knowledge to the Nagoya DX Circle in Japan. The Circle produces a free online database, a summary of all known shortwave broadcasting stations based on local monitoring in Japan. So here is some information from the database of the Nagoya DX Circle, mainly concerning frequency allocations in the 21 megahertz band. That's the 13 megahertz band being mainly used for daytime services over intermediate distances. 21455, Radio Free Asia from the Marianas Islands, from Atidian Island actually, broadcasting Tibetan between 1000 and 1100, and in parallel with 21465. And on the next frequency, 21470, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Indonesian between 1220 and 1320. And the Bible Voice Broadcasting Station from Madagascar broadcasting on 21480 between 1200 and 1230 in English, and that's from the Talata relay station. 21500, Radio Romania International from Tigernesti in English between 0530 and 0557. And 21505, the Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service from Riyadh in Arabic between 1155 and 1457. Another frequency for the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is 21520 between 1150 and 1250. In Chinese to Asia, of course. And further allocations in the 13 meter band, 21580, the Voice of America from the Philippines, Tinang transmitting station in Tibetan between 0500 and 0600. And another Voice of America frequency is 21610 between 0300 and 0600 from Tinang, also in Tibetan. The BBC from the United Arab Emirates from Dubai, the relay station there, on 21630, scheduled 1400 to 1430, 30-minute program in Hausa. And the Voice of Turkey, listed on 21680, between 0500 and 0555 in Malay. That's from the email there, transmitting site. And 21690, Radio France International, 1200 to 1300 from the Issedan relay station, or Issedan transmitting station in France, in French. And 21780, Deutsche Welle from the Dabaya relay station in the United Arab Emirates, 1300 to 1400 is broadcast in Hausa. As mentioned in previous broadcasts, the international service of the Voice of Indonesia on shortwave has apparently closed down due to the transmitting site been allocated for residential development near Jakarta. In the meantime, the station is actually broadcasting Voice of Indonesia programming on one of the local domestic service shortwave stations on 3325. And the programs are in various languages between 1000 and 2100, that's right through in languages including English, 1000 to 1100, English again 1300 to 1400, and another English between 1900 and 2000. It's not known whether these are actual locally produced programs using the slogan, the Voice of Indonesia, or whether the station is continuing to produce the original Voice of Indonesia programming from its studios in Jakarta for relay by the local station, which is at Palangkaray. That's a low-powered station in Indonesia. And there's some interference from the Papua New Guinea station at Doganville on the same frequency, which operates 0700 to 1300 and 1900 to 2200.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.